Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast. When she goes off eventually.
David, here is your reminder.
Aha!
Doctor's appointment.
There you go. Even came on my phone. You might have heard that vibrating in the background. So there you go. It is that simple. And she goes off a couple of times.
David,
there.
Here is your reminder. Doctor's appointment.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the Echo Tips Podcast. It's good to have you all with us this week, you returning listeners and you new listeners alike. And our topic for discussion connected to our favorite A-Lady device this week is going back to our back catalog of topics from way, way, way back, but which have evolved and have a lot of new features that we may bring up from time to time. Now, today's episode is delving all the way back to Season 1, Episodes 3 and 4, the very basics connected with reminders. So some of our listeners may have not been listening back in Season 1, and even though we've probably had some archival episodes dealing with some of these goodies that people use day in and day out, like alarms, timers, and reminders, we thought we'd bring this forward for you again as well. And I'm going to smash those two together, episodes 3 and 4 today. And I'm not going to play a recording of that. I'm actually going to do a live demo today. Now, as many of these things have evolved, we have new features and the like, and whenever possible, I'll try and bring that into the show as well, as maybe we did with some omnibus episodes. In fact, I have a call for action for you guys if you guys are interested in more omnibus episodes. But first off, before I mention that, I'd like to welcome our new listeners who are wondering what this show is all about. My name is David Ward. I'm the host of the podcast. I'm an assistive technology instructor with the New Vision program at Goodwill, based in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Southwest Virginia, where it is definitely warming up and it is turning into summertime now. And our show is nuggetized episodes 5 to 15 minutes long as a rule. I'm going to talk about those exceptional omnibus episodes here in just a second. And but generally, we try to cover new things on the Amazon Echo, new hardware, maybe sales events, seasonal things. We try to cover games and skills and third-party apps like the Bible app or Jeopardy, all sorts of reference tools, home automation, things for parents, things for caregivers, things for seniors, things for kids. There's a lot of kids stuff too. So we cover all sorts of things, and by all means, go back and check our back catalog. We're in our sixth season now and about to close that up too. So we have a lot of really wonderful things we've covered over the years. And because of that, we have over 130,000 listens to the podcast. We really appreciate your listenership. But that's where we get to the call to action. So my format typically has always been kind of more of a short form, 5 to 15 minutes. Now, admittedly, during the season when we had a lot of AI episodes, which if you haven't heard any of those, by all means, go back and check those out. We hit some longer format just because it was hard to tackle some of the stuff in less than like 20, 25 minutes. But I did recently release some omnibus episodes, omnibus, let me say it right. And that's where I basically sandwiched together all this goodness that I've built up over five past seasons and now our sixth season, all these years of working with the Echo, and I smash it all together into one episode. So we did an AI episode about that with the beta features of the AI. I mentioned all the way back in the September event from Amazon, and I just smashed those all together into one ginormous episode. And admittedly, I left some stuff out, but it's nearly like a 40-minute episode. It might be 45. I can't quite remember. And then we also recently just did an omnibus episode about alarms. You never would have known there was so much to do with alarms, but we talked about jingles, we talked about types of alarms, repeating, one-off alarms, when they go off, can they start music, radio stations, the types of jingles you can play, can you alter the jingles on the fly, when the alarm goes off, then it prompt the lights to come on or start a routine or whatever, you know, it would boggle the mind. But go out and check out the omnibus episode. But here's my my call to action to you guys is, if that's something you enjoyed, those omnibus episodes, then I'll try and sprinkle some more of those in the month or two ahead, and go back and probably take some of these really core topics like we're talking about today, reminders, and I'll smash it all together into a giant omnibus episode. Because really, when I look back at our back catalog, reminders alone covered probably like five or six different separate episodes where we kind of nuggetized it out a little bit. And not to mention, it evolved over the five seasons. So what was possible in season four was not possible in season two or one. So I've had a little nuggetized, so we could omnibus that and wedge it all together if you guys like that. If you don't like that, then you could tell me that too. But you can email me at info@goodwillvalleys.com. Just put in the subject line Echo Tips Podcast David Ward, a message to him, and that way it will find its way to me. Of course, you can reach us on Facebook or Twitter, now known as X, at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. Okay, so no more delaying. We were going to talk about reminders today and some of the basics, going all the way back to episode 3 and 4, which deals basically with, you know, what is a reminder? How is it different than an alarm or a timer, or maybe even the calendar, which we didn't have much of that functionality back in season one. In fact, when that was recorded, we didn't have calendar really functionality at all, I don't think, or it was very, very limited. So a lot of things have changed since then, so I'll mention some of those things as we go along. The other thing we'll talk about today is repeating reminders. So we're going to wedge those two episodes, 3 and 4, together, but I'll still try to keep it, you know, sub-omnibus until I hear back from you guys that you enjoy having a sprinkling of those episodes in here now and again. All right, well, before we delve into our material, we're going to go to a brief message about our podcast, and then we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
Well, hello again, and welcome back to the podcast. And as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about reminders, a goodie that goes all the way back to the very birth of the original Amazon Echo. That's right, the Pringle can. It had that Pringle can shape, could really crank out some volume with some of the high fidelity speakers in there. And some people might not remember that Pringle can originally was like almost like a $200 device. I think $179. It might have been $200 straight up at one point. But it could really crank out some volume. But some of these core features like alarms, reminders, timers go all the way back to that. And they've evolved since then, but they're really core. And I don't know if it was foresight or just it was the simplest thing to do as a programmer, but really, those are some still core things that we use an Amazon Echo for. I know whether you're a young person, maybe a child, or, hey, the school bus is coming, to mom and dad that, hey, it's time to take the trash out, or a senior who needs to be reminded to take medication. Just a tremendous amount of usefulness in these kind of tools, alarms, timers, and reminders. But today's focus will be reminders, both the one-off variety, and we'll be talking about repeating reminders, okay? So first off, let me just get straight into a demo, and then I'll contrast this a little bit with the other things we just talked about. Now, if you have an Echo in hearing distance to me, as always, you may want to mute its ears, or even if it's in the room next door, because I will be saying the A-Lady name. And when I do that, anything in hearing distance will usually respond that has that set as its wake word. So just give you a second to do that. And you can always pause the podcast, by the way, and resume if that helps. Okay, so we're going to go straight into this. So I will say, Alexa, create a reminder.
What's the reminder for?
Doctor's appointment.
When should I remind you?
20 seconds.
Okay, I'll remind you in 20 seconds.
Okay, so you usually wouldn't say 20 seconds. You would say tomorrow at 9 a.m. or you would say, you know, May the 15th. And then we'd come back and ask the time. You'd say 9 a.m. or you could say June the 1st. You know, you could specify a date. And then you could follow up by the hour, or she'll come back and ask you the hour. And then when she goes off eventually.
David, here is your reminder.
Aha!
Doctor's appointment.
There you go. Even came on my phone. You might have heard that vibrating in the background. So there you go. It is that simple. And she goes off a couple of times.
David,
there.
Here is your reminder. Doctor's appointment.
Uh-huh. Okay, so very simple. Alexa, stop. Now, I won't get into the nuances of this. There's a lot of configurations you can do later to customize how many times she dings and that kind of stuff as well. I will prompt you or remind you that that is linked to the alarm volume. So whatever the alarm volume is set to, which is a separate volume from the main system volume, like when it's playing music and things like that, it... that way, you know, you can still wake up in the morning. You know, you won't have it set too low. You can set that separately. But that alarm volume applies to alarms, timers, and reminders. So if you have it turned really low on your alarm, you might not hear it. So just bear that in mind. And there's some customizations we may cover in a future episode when we talk about some of the nuances of this, how you can maybe work around that, like routines that adjust that alarm volume throughout the day. I actually have that happen at the house here. But anyhow, so now what is what we just did? What is a reminder contrasted with alarms? Maybe you've never used an alarm. Well, the alarm relies purely on jingles or music or a station, whatever you do, but it's going to be some sort of media content. I mean, it could be talk radio or something too, but you know, generally it's going to be a jingle or something like that. It could even be a customized jingle like a rattling pill bottle if it's medication you want to remember or something. But no matter what, it's going to be basically of audio material. It's not going to have the ability for you on the fly to label it the way we just did, where I said doctor's appointment. See, by saying doctor's appointment, then it chimes and it echoes the label. In this case, doctor's appointment, and it even continues to jingle on my phone. So anyway, and we'll talk in a future episode about some of those configurations so that you can get it on your phone and how many times it jingles or goes off and says doctor's appointment, Will Robinson, you know. And so anyhow, so that's a one-off. Once it's done, it's done. It ain't going to come back anymore. You know, it's self-wiping. And if for some reason you're using these reminders and you need to check them, almost like a calendar of sorts, you can always say, hey, lady, what reminders do I have set? Now, if you start to go hog wild with this and have like, you know, 30, 40, 50 different reminders throughout the month, that may break out not to be that bad, you know, like one a day or one every two, you know, two every day. I mean, even two every day would be 60 different reminders. But the problem is when you do ask her, hey, tell me about the reminders, she's going to rattle off pretty much the whole list, at least as best as I recall. So just bear that in mind. That might be, you know, not the greatest way to triage, but we'll look at that kind of stuff in a future episode, maybe perhaps as well. Now, that is just a simple one-off reminder. Dramatically different from an alarm, especially in the context that it has a label attached to it, which I really enjoy. I think that adds a lot more, why is my thing over there dinging? You know, what is that about? Oh, it says, oh yeah, it's a doctor's appointment. Yeah, see, it really kind of helps you along the way. Now, that's great for those one-off appointments you might have, like a doctor's appointment or something like that. But what if it's something you want to be reminded of every day, like medication, or it's, say, something you need to be reminded about every week, maybe on a Tuesday or something like that. My trash pickup comes up on Tuesdays. So this is how you create what's called a repeating reminder. Alexa, create a repeating reminder.
When do you want me to remind you?
Tuesday.
What's the reminder for?
Trash pickup.
What time every Tuesday should I remind you?
8 a.m.
Okay, I'll remind you every Tuesday at 8 a.m.
Okay. So now every Tuesday at 8 a.m. forever until I delete it, it will do its thing. Ding, ding, ding. Trash pickup. Ding, ding, ding. Trash pickup. Now, like I said, we'll get into the nuances of how many times it dings and how you can get it on your phone and all those kind of things in a more advanced, or if we decide to do omnibus episode, we may wedge that all in together. But just with those two basic features, one-time reminders and repeating reminders, you get an incredible amount of functionality. Now, I said in that particular instance, she asked what day. I could have said Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, you get the idea, but I could have also said every weekday, or I could have said every day, or I could have said weekend. So you do get some kind of powerful nuance features there. So you can do a day, you can do a weekday, which is 5 days, Monday through Friday, weekend, you know, Saturday, Sunday, or every day. You know, which would be great for probably a medication or something like that. So just anyway, that gives you a clue into reminders if this is something new to you or you think may be useful for a family member. But as I said earlier, if you're interested in more omnibus episodes and maybe even this very episode about reminders where we can take and wedge everything together, by all means, reach out to us. But if you have thoughts or suggestions for a future episode, I'd love to hear your feedback as well. And you can do that at info@goodwillvalleys.com via email, the old-fashioned email. Put your stamp on it, send it in the mail, and I will get it. Just be sure to put in the subject line, the Echo Tips Podcast, or Dave of the Echo Tips Podcast, or New Vision, and that way it will find its way to me. You can also, on Facebook or Twitter, do a post to Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and that will find its way to me as well, as long as you put, once again, some sort of notation in the post that it's to New Vision or the Echo Tips Podcast. And that way, our PR department will make sure that that gets forwarded on to me. Well, until next time, it's time to turn, boop, those ears back on your Amazon Echo. Start practicing some of the many, many things that you've learned. I'm David Ward for the New Vision Program, and we thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a non-profit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.